This year, the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities jointly turn 50 years old. On Friday, Michigan State University will celebrate the occasion with an event at the Wharton Center. Scott Pohl spoke with one of the lead speakers to find out what's going on at the NAEH. Scott, how has the National Endowment for the Humanities changed over the years?
Well, Mark, the focus on promoting the humanities hasn't really wavered over these 50 years. Lyndon Johnson signed the legislation creating both organizations in 1965. Margaret Peggy Plimpton is the deputy chair of the NEH, and she'll speak at the MSU event on Friday. Plimpton recently told me that the National Endowment for the Humanities has always been linked to the NEA.
The original founding legislation actually had language in it. For example, arts and humanities belong to all of the people of the U.S. And so they have, from the very beginning, the original formulation was a national foundation for the arts and humanities. So it has always been considered that the two of them are linked programmatically and linked in terms of their importance to the United States and to the lives we all live. The NEH has consistently given grants to individuals, to institutions, and entered into various funding relationships, including with the state humanities councils. NEA also gives grants to institutions, though they no longer give grants to individuals. And there are some differences between, for example, the state arts councils and the state humanities councils. The arts councils are actually part of this, are considered a state agency, whereas the state humanities councils are independent 501c3s.
Is the core mission of the NEH pretty much driven then by granting of funding to organizations to achieve certain goals, or is there more to it than giving out money?
No, that is essentially it. The money is given out in a variety of different ways, in all cases using peer review panels, bringing in people who are experts in whatever the field is, and we have quite a broad spectrum of humanities-related areas in which we provide funding, but it is essentially a grant-making institution. We are an independent federal agency that exists for the purposes of making grants. Certainly a significant portion of those grants are actually given to the state councils that I mentioned. There's actually 56 because it's the states and territories. And they then re-grant much of those funds, but also support programs themselves. So that's a sort of a significant subset of the total activity. And then the rest of it is these grants to other entities, nonprofit entities.
So now in Michigan, that would be the Michigan Humanities Council, right?
That's correct.
How closely does the NEH monitor state groups like the Michigan Humanities Council then?
We have an organization. One of our divisions is called Fed-State Partnerships, and it works with all of the 56 humanities councils. There is a self-review, self-assessment, and site visit process that all the state councils go through on a five-year cycle. And in addition, we get a variety of annual reports from the state councils and often are providing additional funding to them for specific projects. I'm pretty sure the Michigan Council participated in the Standing Together program that's part of our Common Good initiative, Standing Together specifically providing programs for veterans and related to our understanding of war. And that is something that we provided specific funding to the state councils for them to participate in. But the regular review process annually of the reports that are filed and then on the five-year basis with the site visits and external reviewers are the ways that we engage with the programs that are going on at each of the state councils.
Our guest is Peggy Plimpton of the National Endowment for the Humanities. MSU will celebrate 50 years of the NEH and the National Endowment for the Arts on Friday, and she will be one of the presenters. Federal funding for the National Endowment for the Arts has been attacked from time to time over the years, either as a waste of money or for funding works of art that were controversial. Has the National Endowment for the Humanities faced similar attacks over the years?
Well, because of the way that our two agencies are closely related in the founding legislation and the subsequent amendments, we are affected. Each of us is affected whenever either of us is affected in terms of the funding level. Our funding level has not dropped around specific programs such as you just described for NEA, but our funding has gone up and down in the last 50 years at various points.
And is all of the money federal money? Are there corporate sponsors? Are there donations from private individuals?
We give out in grants federal funds. So since 1965, NEH has made more than 63,000 grants, which has totaled about $5.3 billion worth of awards. That has then been leveraged by the recipients to bring in an additional $2.5 billion in privately funded matching grants. So by receiving the support from the NEH, those recipients have then been able to go out and raise private funds from other sponsors to further support their projects.
Peggy Plimpton, is there a current project at the NEH that you're particularly excited about?
One I would mention is a recently set of awarded fellowships for what are called public scholars. So these are humanities professionals who are providing work that they intend to be publicly used, publicly accessible. There's quite a variety. I think we made almost 40 of those public scholar grants in our last grant cycle. And those are going to cover a wide variety of different topics, very much with the goal of providing humanities to all Americans. Another one I would mention, as I brought up briefly before, is the Standing Together Initiative, which is targeted particularly at support for veterans and all of our understandings of the complexities of war and its ramifications for the country. And we have funded quite a variety of activities around that, including a Warrior Scholar Program, which does have a piece of that program runs at the University of Michigan, preparing returning veterans to be able to return to the classroom and succeed in college education.
Peggy Plimpton is the deputy chair of the National Endowment for the Humanities. This week, she's one of the luminaries who will be at a celebration marking 50 years of the NEH and the National Endowment for the Arts at MSU. That's at 7 p.m. Friday in the Cobb Great Hall of MSU's Wharton Center. Peggy Plimpton, thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been great to be here.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.